Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. I'm excited to welcome the host, Dr. Christopher Hall, Nobel Prize nominated doctor, best-selling author, and much more. Dr. Hall, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
Well, you know, I'm doing great. You know, I'm really excited about our guest because I know this is a gentleman who has committed his life to help change other people's lives. And talking about healthcare is very important today. So yeah, very excited about our guest today.
And who is our guest?
Well, no problem. Well, you know what? It's my pleasure. I'm happy to introduce Alabama Democratic Senator representing District 24. Again, between 2002 and 2005, he was a member of the Alabama House of Representatives. Currently offers minority leader in the Alabama State Senate since 2019. I'd like to welcome to the show Senator Bobby Singleton. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate you all having me on today. Thank you.
All right.
Well, great.
Go ahead, Dr. Hall. I know you have a bunch of questions.
Well, no. What I was going to say is I definitely want to talk to the Senator today about healthcare here in the Black Belt where I work. But I want him to tell just a little bit quickly about his life, where he went to school, and kind of where he's from.
Well, my name is Bobby Singleton, and I'm from Greensboro, Alabama, which is in rural southwest Alabama. I was born and raised here. I went to high school here also, and I matriculated to my higher education at Alabama State University in Montgomery, Alabama. Thereafter, I attended Miles College School of Law. And I worked with a community action agency developing water systems in rural communities for about 13 years. And then I moved back to Greensboro, Alabama, just to deal with some of the systemic problems that we were having back in my hometown. So I'm here dedicated back to home, trying to help my people evolve and move to a higher level.
That's fabulous. And
awesome.
To be able to be back home, how does that feel for you through your journey to be here to help the community?
It is an awesome experience. And, you know, it's a humbling experience because, you know, the people that I'm trying to save, the people that I'm looking at every day are family members, the people that I grew up with, families that I know, because my hometown is a very small community. And, you know, a lot of talent comes through here and a lot of talent leaves. So when you have a drain of talent that is continued to leave, it's going to continue to leave a systemic line of poverty, you know. So therefore, somebody has to stay back and try to help who has some knowledge or have experience and seen the world and want to do something different, has the education level to try to make it work. So I never really wanted to be a politician. I've always called myself a servant. And so I never wanted to run for office until people started drafting me to get into politics. And therefore, you know, my community service work evolved into a whole political scene from the city council in 2000. I stayed there from 2000 to 2002, then went to the House of Representatives in 2002. And I stayed there for 2 years from 2002 to 2004. There was a special election in 2004-05. Then I went to the Senate, and I've been in the Senate now for the last 16, 17 years.
Very, very impressive. Very, very impressive. And, you know, Senator Singleton, you know, you've committed your life in politics and law to change these disparities. And, you know, I've been a doctor, you know, more than 23 years and worked all over the South, Mississippi and Tennessee and Alabama. And again, now working here in the Black Belt, actually here in Utah, Alabama. And it's a very, very humbling experience. And so, you know, My goal in general is to help people who are undeserved. I've done that for many, many years. But we have some major issues in the Black Belt with healthcare. And what do you think? I mean, I can certainly go and list some things, but do you want to make any comments in regards to that? And maybe what the state of Alabama is trying to do.
Well, healthcare has been one of my passions. You know, people always, you know, Alabama and other states are now putting a bunch of emphasis on workforce. But my thing is, you don't have a healthy workforce, then you don't have a healthy employee. And so, as you work over in Greene County and Utah, Alabama, a small rural community hospital there, just like I live here in Hale County, which is next door, about 20 miles away, which has another small rural community hospital. And so what we've seen evolve in the last 15 years is some of our rural community hospitals has been closing down. So my effort has been trying to keep those hospitals open by whatever means we can, by making sure that we can direct resources in, and also trying to deal with policy that could help those hospitals stay open. We are, one of the bigger things now, we've been, as a Democratic caucus, been pushing the expansion of Medicaid in the state of Alabama. And because we are in a, what we call a quote-unquote red state with Republicans with a supermajority here in the state, none wanted to do what they call Obamacare. And so because it's Obamacare, no one wanted to come on board and have all the excuses that's been about cost and what it would cost the state to do it, and not necessarily talking about what effects that does have when people cannot have access to affordable and reasonable health care. And so that's one of my biggest things that I've been fighting here, is to deal with industry and jobs and healthcare issues. One of the other things that we've been trying to do is to try to put in telemedicine in some of these rural communities where hospitals has closed down. Community health centers has been there for us to make sure that we have adequate health care. And for some of our people, doctor, as you know, some of the first line has been our local health department, has been the first line of prevention for a lot of our people, because people don't have primary doctors. We don't have OBGYNs in this area. You know, infant mortality rate is high. All of those problems are systemic in these areas, and it's a lot to address from a policy standpoint in a super majority super majority Republican area, but we still try to fight the good fight.
Very true. Very, very true. Very, very true. And again, I'm right there on the front lines. And some of the things you spoke about, you talked about, you know, there's 24 different counties here in the Black Belt. 17 of those counties have fewer than what we're looking for so far as the number of hospitals per 1,000 people. I mean, hospital beds, rather. You know, typically about the average is 3.9 hospital beds per 1,000 people. And 17 of these counties fall below that average. And what we see, as you spoke of, were premature deaths. We see where people are, you know, have to actually go 2 hours away from where they're living to be in the actual hospital. Personally, myself, I've had to take care of patients here with gunshot wounds, even to the face, with sometimes inadequate medication. And so these are some of the systemic problems, I think, that would have been remedied if we would have had more support of our expansion of Medicaid in this area from the governor. And so speak on that.
Yeah, you're right. You know, for we had an economic study done on what would Medicaid expansion do for the state. And at the time when a Medicaid expansion first came out around, 07, 08, when we were looking at it, it was a $20 billion acquisition to the state of Alabama. You know, and it was only going to cost us a couple of hundred millions of dollars to get started. And we could have done that, but the return on it was going to be over $20 billion coming back into the state. And so the state of Alabama just decided to be one of those states to say no. And what was so ironic about that, doctor, is that we had a doctor, a physician, who was the governor of the state of Alabama at that time.
And Dr.
Bentley. And we know what his demise ended up being. But at the end of the day, that was so shocking to me that he would not step up. The Hospital Association would not step up at that time. The Medical Association would not step up at that time. They were all like crickets and standing on the sideline while they would tell us that they knew that it was the best thing for the state, but no one would voice their opinion. Because as you know, the Hospital Association, the Nursing Home Association, basically run the medical association here in the state of Alabama. Let's just call it like it is, okay? Because exactly. of their involvement in the use taxes that they put back into the hospital just to be able to get the returns out that they get. And so, you know, we're receiving a lot of federal dollars right now during the COVID, and our nursing homes, our hospitals, you know, has received billions of dollars in this time, but we still don't want to expand Medicaid. I think that if we're going to have a shot, this year is going to be our best shot to expand Medicaid. We have talked to Governor Ivey. Governor Ivey has never told us that she didn't want to do Medicaid expansion. She just always stalled us based on the dollar amount. And so I know it's more politics than it was actual policy with her. And now that she's a lame duck governor, that we are looking to try to push something very aggressive with her. And I think that we may come up with something. And as I told them, Doc, you know, you can call it Obamacare. And I don't care if you call it K-Care. I don't care what you call right. it. As long as we get something that'll give those Alabamians. And let me make this point. While Alabama decided that we didn't want to expand Medicaid, we have already expanded Medicaid in this state. Because pre-pandemic, there was 1 million people on Alabama roll for Medicaid. When the pandemic started, and now we're looking at post-pandemic right now, and I'm sorry, it's not post-pandemic because the pandemic is still here. You know, Corona will still be with us. But at the end of the day, let's use the word post-pandemic. At the end of, because of post-pandemic, we are 1.3 million people on our roll. So we expanded anyway. And we're doing that at the cost of our own dollars here in the state of Alabama. And there's no federal dollars that are helping us with that. And now, because CMS is now pulling back that 6.7% that they gave us on an expansion on our waiver list, we are now coming off that waiver. And now we're going to have to roll 300,000 people off our Medicaid. And that is what we're doing right now. And one of the first things that they're talking about rolling off at this point is telehealth. And telehealth is one of the only things that some of these rural people are going to have to be able to make an audible call to a doctor to be able to get something done, because there's no hospitals around, no emergency rooms. That's the fight that I got right now, as a letter just came out this week that Medicaid is talking about rolling back on audible telehealth. And that is something that we're going to have to fight for in this legislative session.
So the lack of education in the rural areas is such a horrible situation. How can we change things? How can we change things so that there's going to be accessible healthcare for everyone? We don't hear this, you know, now everyone can have healthcare insurance, but that doesn't mean if you can get healthcare insurance that you're going to have access to healthcare.
No, it doesn't. But you know, we have allowed politics to play into this thing over people's lives. It's just the same thing that we saw as the pandemic. People didn't want to take the virus. People didn't want to do this. They didn't want regulations. They didn't want no one telling them to wear a mask. It's the same thing. And so with that whole concept that's out there, people bought into the fact that they would be okay. And it's interesting that when I see some of these same so-called conservatives, poor white folk that are out here who say that they want the affordable health care, but they don't want that Obamacare. So that let me know that there's a lot of ignorance out here that people need to be educated on, because Obamacare and Affordable Health Care Act is the same thing in one. It's the same thing. So obviously, they're satisfied with saying that they're okay with the Affordable Health Care Act, but when you break it down and call it Obamacare, then they don't want that Obamacare. So it becomes just a race-based kind of thing against a policy, because the first black president of the United States implemented this across the board. I'm just calling it like it is.
Well, and that's what we need. We need people to be truthful and honest. Personally, as a doctor, I'm tired of seeing the patients coming too late when the stroke has already engulfed them. I'm tired of seeing not being able to get people who are hardworking people. You know, they may spend their life working on the farm or in rural areas, but they're hardworking, good Americans like anyone else. We need the expansion of Medicaid for these individuals to support good health, healthy lives. And personally, as a doctor, I'm tired of seeing politicians step in and really, instead of looking out for the health care of their populace, looking at a political interest. So, wow.
You're absolutely right. You know, there are a lot of my colleagues who will sit there with me and say, man, you know, you're right. We do need that. But then when the groupthink comes together, they all get into groupthink. Then when someone questions it, well, if I come out with that position, then they're going to vote me out of office. People are more concerned about holding status in these communities than they are about trying to make sure that we have a healthy population. And as you know, Alabama continues to rank number one out of our 50 states in the most unhealthy state in the nation. But yet and still, we don't want to do what it takes to get our state in line with a healthy nation. And that is sad.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we have great football, certainly down here, and we put a lot of emphasis on that. Well, you know, and that's great, and we all enjoy that, you know, as Alabamians. But we need to also put that same effort in the health care of our children and of our families so that we can maintain healthy. Wow.
I agree.
Oh, my goodness. Where, Senator, where's the best place people can find information on you, or at least on visit finding info on you, especially if they're in the Alabama area?
Well, you know, I'm not a big social media guy. I'm just one of those people who just like to work, man. You know, to get down here in the weeds and make it work. You know, I'm like this weekend, I'm out cooking to raise money, you know, for Boys and Girls Club. I got STEM camps that I'm running. And people always ask me, so, man, you need to be more social media savvy. That kind of stuff doesn't just get with me. So I don't have like a website that people can really just go to. I just like doing the work, man. You know, this Saturday I'm opening up a third grade reading program where I got retired teachers coming in and teaching babies how to read, because we have a third grade reading program that say that every child can't read by third grade, gonna be left behind. We're also with the math, so we're going to be opening that up this Saturday, so we do Saturday Academy. We're trying to train coders in this area, trying to deal with a whole different workforce. So those are the kind of things that I'm doing on the ground, you know, and again, trying to fight for health care. But at the end of the day, I'll be willing to give people my cell number. You can call me. My email address is dsingle362@gmail.com. Or my cell phone number is 334-507-5562. I don't have a particular website that anyone could go to and just see anything, because I don't care about that. I just want to do the work.
That's tremendous. And Dr. Hall, summarize the senator, please.
Wow, well, no problem. Well, there we have it. A warrior, a true fighter from Greensboro, Alabama. I had the honor to meet Senator Singleton one day. He came to the hospital and welcomed me here to this area as a doctor. So, wow, I really want to collaborate with him.
And I'll be back. I'll be back.
Awesome. Yes, sir. And so we're very excited that Senator Bobby Singleton was on the show today.
All right, guys. Appreciate it, guys. All right, that was the Dr. Christopher Hall Show, simulcast with the Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.